So the invitation here is just to arrive into this present moment. There are many ways of arriving and connecting to the present moment. And for this practice, let's start with the experience of the breath. And so we'll do a few rounds of the one breath meditation, and I'll guide this. If your breathing rhythm doesn't match mine, that's fine. Please go at your own pace. So when you're ready, when it feels good to do so, breathing in nice and deep into the abdomen. Breathing out slow, steady, smooth out breath. Resting awareness at the end of the out breath in the gap. And the next in-breath can start on its own, that's fine. You could continue allowing the mind to rest. And then when you're ready, when it feels good to do so, breathing in nice and deep into the abdomen, really filling the abdomen. And breathing out slow, smooth, steady out-breath. Resting awareness at the end of the out-breath, where the out-breath meets the silence. And then one more time, so when you're ready, breathing in nice and deep into the abdomen. And breathing out slow, steady, smooth out-breath. Resting awareness at the end of the out-breath. And then when you're ready, just allowing the breathing to return to its uncontrolled breathing pattern. Just breathing normally, naturally. And while we're noticing the breath, you might notice how the abdomen rises on the in-breath and falls on the out-breath. The rib cage expanding and contracting with the in-breath and out-breath. Perhaps noticing the shoulders rising and falling with the in-breath and out-breath. The back moving out as you breathe in and in as you breathe out. And while we're noticing the breath, perhaps noticing how the temperature changes from cooler to warmer at the nose and perhaps the back of the throat with each breath. And so we are here invited to rest in the experience of breathing. Sensations from the abdomen, the rib cage, the shoulders, the back, the nose, the throat. We might also notice how the body tends to straighten up slightly on the in-breath and lean forward slightly on the out-breath. Perhaps also noticing sensations of clothing moving across the body with the breathing process. And while resting awareness on the experience of breathing, we might include other sensations arising in the body. Perhaps noticing sensations of feet against the floor or the carpet or ground. We might notice sensations of clothing against the legs. perhaps noticing the weight of the body against the chair or cushion. There might be sensations of clothing against the arms. Perhaps noticing the hands resting against the body or touching each other. We might also notice sensations arising throughout the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, there may be sensations arising throughout the cheeks of the face, and noticing any sensations arising at the top of the head, the very crown of the head. And so we rest in this vast, open, spacious awareness. Sensations of the breath and body. Staying awake, alert, present, yet deeply at rest at the same time. And so while we're here resting in this open, spacious field of awareness, the sensations of the breath and body, we could include into this field any sounds which might be available. There might be quiet, subtle sounds or loud, obvious sounds. The sound of my voice. Perhaps noticing how the sounds require no effort to be heard. That these sounds simply appear and they're known. In just the same way, the sensations of the body and breath, they require no effort. They simply arise and they're felt, they're known. And so we rest in this ever-changing field of experience. Sensations of the breath and body, silence and sound. Not trying to change anything or make anything happen. Just opening to and resting in the experience of the present moment. So we are here resting, resting, resting in the midst of sensations of the breath and body, silence and sound. We might include the visual field, and if you would like to keep your eyes closed, that's fine. In that case, just taking in the darkness and the swirls of color behind the eyelids. If you'd like to work with your eyes open, that's also fine in that case, including into the experience, the display of shadow, color, light, and space. Not focusing on any one particular object, or shape, or color. but allowing the gaze to relax and rest, taking in all of the shapes, the colors, the shadows, the objects, the space, all at the same time. And so we rest in this vast, open, ever-changing field of experience. Shadow, color, light, and space. Sounds and silence. Sensations of the body and breath. Resting, resting. So while we're here resting with this present moment experience of sensations of the breath and body, silence and sound, shadow, color, light and space, we can also include any odors, any flavors that might be lingering in the mouth or on the palate, so including anything we can taste, smell. Including the sensations of the breath and body, silence and sound, shadow, color, light, and space. Just opening to all of it, all at the same time, as one experience. And so we rest in this vast, open, spacious field. Sensations of the breath and body. Sounds and silence. Shadow, color, light, and space of the visual field. Tastes and smells. Including to any thoughts that might be present. We don't need to follow the thoughts or create stories, but just noticing the random thoughts that might be arising. And bringing into awareness some object of desire. Some object of desire. And allowing this object of desire to come into focus. And holding the experience of desire with everything else. We have the silence and sound, the sensations of body and breath. We have shadow, color, light, and space, odors, flavors. We have thoughts. And we have this object of desire and the emotion of desire. Holding all of this equally, not emphasizing any aspect of experience. If you notice awareness wanting to focus or collapse down on a particular thought or sound or object of desire or emotion, just remember that that's normal. And gently expanding out from what you're focused on to include everything, all at the same time. The sensations of breath and body changing, moving, morphing. Silence and sound always fluctuating, changing. Shadow, color, light, and space, the visual field, also changing, fluctuating. Smells and tastes, changing. Holding this object of desire, the emotion of desire. Can we recognize that this emotion of desire, this object of desire, is also changing? It's just another moving part in the field of moving parts. Resting. Resting. So we rest in this ever-changing field, the object of desire, the emotions of desire, the sensations of the body and breath, sounds and silence, shadow, color, light, and space, the visual field, odors and tastes, thoughts and other feelings. We rest in the middle of all of that, all at the same time. This never-ending field of change. If your mind is going into stories or thoughts, just remember that that's normal. Noting that thinking. Returning back to the present moment, to this object of desire, the emotion, the feeling of desire, any other feelings or emotions that might be present. Shadow, color, light, and space of the visual field, silence and sound of the aural field, sensations of the body and breath, any other aspects of the present moment, just include all of it, all at the same time. Resting, resting. And so in a few moments' time, we'll begin to shift away from the guided meditation and back into a conversational space. And I'll cue that by ringing the bell 3 times.